Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Rehoboth Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lusaka City Council shuts down a Parker Imperial Complex over sanitary violations. Mufulira Councillor concerned over market traders operating outside designated market. In African news, Julius Malema found guilty of hate speech by Equality Court. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The Lusaka City Council LCC has closed the Park Imperial Complex on Lumumba Road, opposite Commercial Market, after discovering severe breaches of public health regulations. The complex, which hosts over 70 restaurants and various other businesses, was found to have only one functioning toilet facility. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Bulumba has told a journalist in Lusaka after a tour that the single facility was discharging raw sewage, including a fecal matter, directly into the Lumumba main drainage system, posing a serious risk to public health. He says the landlords of the complex have been summoned by the council to explain that why the hazardous conditions were allowed to persist under their management.
They also, you know, did not have proper solid waste management systems in place. People were just, discharging off, garbage illegally, others, dumping into the Mumba drainage. Further also compromising, public health of members of the public, the situation that should not be allowed. And, following complaints that members of the public have been hitting to the council, we saw it fit that we conduct, a thorough inspection through our public health department. And the investigation actually confirmed that the complex was indeed responsible for the unsanitary discharge and environmental, contamination. The landlords of these premises have since been summoned by the council to provide explanations as to why such, conditions were allowed to persist under, their management.
Mufulira's Kawama West Councillor Enoch Kawasu has expressed a disappointment that marketeers continue to trade outside the newly constructed market, despite a directive to operate within it. Mr. Kawasu laments that the marketeers had requested for a proper trading facility, and now that the government has provided one, they're refusing to use it, citing low business activity inside the market. Speaking to Company News, he says that this behavior undermines the government's efforts to improve the trading conditions. He has announced that plans to hold a meeting with the marketeers next week on Monday to resolve the matter.
To have an audience with the marketeers, after then I'll involve the TC, and after involving the TC, that's when I'll request for council police just to push the matter. You see, it's really suddenly a newly constructed market to be diverted in that way. and the people had been crying for a market for a long, long time. The government made that initiative of building a very big market, and it has been deserted. So this is what actually we are planning to do.
The Kaperimponchi Town Council Chairperson, Brilliant Munyeke, has visited the construction site of a truck park in the KGP area to assess progress. The project is funded by the World Bank. During the visit, Mr. Munyeke issued an ultimatum to the contractor, urging them to expedite work in line with the 3-month timeline stipulated in the project agreement. He also reaffirmed the local authorities' commitment to regularly monitor progress as construction continues.
I'm monitoring together with my engineers to make sure that we finish on time. So I hope the contract that is signed is taking us 3 months, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a 3-month contract. So we are just giving you 3 months. As we agreed in the contract, you are supposed to finish it in 3 months' time. Our plan is that by come 1 January, once that we're pounding, all the trucks are to be parking in town. So right now, want to also talk to Avic if they can help us with Magravi Ophelia Chapapatala so that we can put Propatano.
And Managing Director of WorldLink 3 Limited, the contractor Moses Anyense, has assured the council that his company would adhere to the stipulated time frame of the contract.
Right now, the only challenge we are facing is the demarcation of the port. We're having a challenge with the community that site. Looking at what is on the road and what is actually the size of the port, we find that the size of the port is quite small as compared to what is on the drawing. So we are requesting for the planners to come in and resolve this issue with the community so that we move on very fast.
Chief Ankambo, traditional leader of the Lamba-speaking people in Masaiti District, Copper Belt Province, has called on citizens to refrain from tribal remarks and instead concentrate on issues that affect the nation's economic and social stability. Speaking in Dola, the chief has emphasized the importance of avoiding tribal talk that could fuel conflict and encouraged a focus on common challenges such as illiteracy and poverty. He has also announced that this year's Katanino traditional ceremony will be graced by President Haga Ndihichilema and is expected to host over 50 traditional leaders from across the country.
We are essentially talking about the importance of unity. We may not have the Yekes today, but we can liken certain challenges that we do experience as citizens of Zambia to that Yek experience. We have common enemies we can focus on. Enemies like illiteracy, poverty, and so when we look at those enemies and put our heads together, our concerted efforts, with a view of rooting out those enemies, unity comes about as a natural outcome, natural product.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go. The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 games, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, brew relay. Bongo Bongo's calling. And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.
18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.